Welcome to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Auto accidents, DUIs, slip and falls, each one can change your life. But the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys at Flesh and Beck Law relieve your legal burden. Whether you need to heal from an injury or protect your future in a criminal matter, the legal team at Flesh and Beck Law is prepared to defend your rights. Now, here's Legal Talk with your host, Scott Whatley, and attorney Kevin Flesh.
Welcome to Legal Talk. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Our show is brought to you by Flesh and Beck Law. Their number, 303-806-8886. Always good to have our good friend Kevin Flesh in studio. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
It's a great time of year.
It is. It is a fantastic time of year. So we've talked about sort of the changes in technology and other things that we're doing. I have a client that is in Salida, and she got hurt at the Walmart in Salida. And so we had a deposition yesterday, and I had to drive down to Salida from Denver. She's old enough that she had trouble figuring out the Zoom and getting that all squared away. And we were still doing the deposition remotely yesterday, but because she had trouble with the technology, I was like, oh, I'll drive down there and just sit there with her and we'll get through it together. And so I did that, and what a beautiful day. I mean, just a spectacular day driving from Denver down to Salida, and looked at the river a little bit, and its flows are fantastic right now and all of that. And I was like,
see,
boy,
whenever you have those, we need to call our friend Dan Johnson at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and get you a convertible Corvette
right
for a day.
Oh man, now we're talking. Just the whole thing was nice. We've been really busy, and it was one of those things where, you know, when you look at efficiencies and everything else, it certainly would have been much easier for me to be able to log in with my client remotely. Sure. And handle the deposition and be in my office and save myself the 6 hours of driving. At the same time, it was really nice to be there next to my client because mm-hmm. she is an older woman, and the technology freaks her out, and it's just important to be there because it really made it much easier for her to go through the process.
Right.
Because if I hadn't been there and helped her through it, I don't know if we would have been able to do it. And it's that sort of service that we try to help people with, because
service, yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where these cases are difficult enough to handle on your own and remotely. So that's why. But it was such a nice. So when you say how are things, it was a really cool experience mm-hmm. to be able to go down there, and now we have mediation next week, so I'll have to do the same thing. Hopefully we won't have any more weather and that sort of things going on next week when I have to go down there for the mediation, and the mediation is going to be remote as well. So again, opposing counsel will be in a whole separate state, and the mediator will be in Denver, but we'll be down in lovely sunny Salida to take care of it. And so I was just thinking driving over too that's our world is certainly interesting in the sense of what we can do. And so that's a good example of where we are handling cases all over the state, and a lot of it can be done mm-hmm. through phone and through teleconferencing and everything else. And it makes our job easier in one respect, in the sense that you don't necessarily have to be in person if you don't need to. At the same time, when people do need it, more than happy to go and help them with those sorts of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, it's Flesh and Beck Law. Their number is 303-806-8886. Our segment today, we're going to deal with some personal injury things. And Kevin, I tell you that, you know, it seems like there are many modes of transportation now for us all. I mean, I just went to Dallas and ended up having to rent a car. But the first few things I did, it Ubered around just a little bit. And man, different ages of drivers, different types of vehicles, all these different things. And you know nothing about them. They know nothing about you. And so I want to talk about that just a little bit on that. Like, who do you make a claim against if you're a victim of a car accident? And maybe you're traveling, you know, in a company car, or you're driving somewhere for work. We can take that first, and then we'll get into all the Uber, Lyft
stuff. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The ride shares are crazy. So let's first talk about, so you're driving for, I mean, we're driving a lot more now.
Yeah.
Saw an interesting statistic yesterday as I was driving, or heard it. Deaths, wrongful deaths based upon auto collisions were actually up last year, even though the miles driven were down, because the theory is that the individuals who may have been driving maybe younger males and more aggressive drivers are causing more significant accidents, mm-hmm. which is interesting because the number of fatalities was up last year. At any rate, you driving around for work now because not as many Zoom calls and other things, and so I'm seeing a ton more people on the roads, and the fact is we're doing a lot more in person appearances, so it just means that there are more people on the roadway. So you're working, and especially if you're in a company car, but whether you're in a company car or not, the first thing is you want to make sure that your employer has coverage for you, because they're going to be primary relating to that work-related accident. So when you get into an accident, the coverage for the vehicle that you're in is normally primary. So if it's a work vehicle, they would have coverage for that. And then you'll want to make sure that your work vehicle also has underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage, because they should, but some mm-hmm. companies don't.
I know.
And you really want to make sure when you're talking with your employer, when you have a vehicle that is given to you through your employer, that they have those coverages. Because if they don't, then your insurance is then coverage, and that's a real conversation that you want to have. And if you're using your vehicle for work purposes, you want to make sure that your insurance that you have personally will cover you while you're working, that you're driving for work. Mm-hmm. Because some coverages don't cover for work purposes, so you'll want to make sure that you have both bodily injury and regular collision coverages.
Okay.
So people always talk about full coverage, and it's different for everybody.
Sure.
So you really need to have a conversation about those coverages and have a conversation with your insurance agent about what exactly you have and what will cover in the event that you get into a car accident while either driving a work vehicle or driving your personal vehicle for work purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the liability side. Then the other side is the underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage side, which is making sure that you have coverage for yourself when you get into that accident with this crazy 19-year-old driver that has minimum limits and really hurts you, and you need more than just the $25,000 limit that Colorado has. So those are the things that you want to think about. Coverage will be based upon your work, and then you'll have your own coverage for yourself secondarily through your own personal insurance policy.
Okay. Now, if you're doing something for work, you get an accident, I assume workman's comp comes into play there. Does that muddy stuff up for someone like you?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first thing you want to do is, if you're on a work-related accident, you have a workers' compensation claim. You want to make sure that you start that, and you want to get benefits for that. Because there's a little-known segment of the workers' compensation statute that says that if you don't start a workers' compensation claim, there may be a maximum limit that you can recover on the personal injury side. So you'll want to. That's where we can really help people, is making sure you are using all of your coverages and you're doing everything that you need to do relating to your auto accident. Because it is significantly more complicated when you get into an accident with your company vehicle.
Now, can they tell you what doctors see, to speak, when it's a workers' comp
thing? They can. So you have the obligation to go to the doctor that the employer sends you to initially.
Okay.
You can also then go through the workers' comp system and make some objections and try to move doctors if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that we run into is making sure that a claim is started and that you get above those limits and that you're doing everything that you need to do initially relating to workers' comp, so you don't have any limits at the back end relating to your personal injury case and sort of the tort portion of the claim. Because remember, workers' comp, you don't have any you don't have any pain and suffering damages in a workers' comp injury, whereas you do in the tort aspect of the car accident. When someone else is negligent and they cause you injury, then you have more additional damages available than in workers' comp.
Okay. So then do you kind of lose that personal injury side of it then when it's a workers' comp?
You do if you don't make a claim and you don't use those benefits. In the back end of the claim, normally what happens is you use those benefits for your health benefits.
Okay.
And the majority of the time, those individuals going through workers' comp get their medical treatment taken care of satisfactorily through workers' comp, and it's not a problem. And then we also then use those medical expenses to create the demand for the personal injury side when we're going after the at-fault party in the car accident portion of the case, the tort side. And by tort, I mean Colorado used to be a no-fault state, and so you wouldn't have to necessarily prove fault when you got your PIP benefits, your personal injury protection benefits. But that went away in 2003. I'm showing my age a little bit now. So so the system changed, and now we're considered a tort state, which means you have to prove the negligence of the at-fault party before you get benefits from their insurance company. And so the insurance company doesn't pay you as you go. They pay you at the end when you make the demand in total after your all of your medical expenses are expended.
Right.
And you've been hopefully 100 back to 100%.
So still, if it's a work thing, as we always suggest when a personal personal injury case, so to speak, call you immediately and let you know what's going on so you can help walk us through these steps.
Exactly, because people, you know, there's a bunch of potholes that you can run into if you don't take care of this stuff. And you could find yourself in a position where you're not maximizing your recovery because of the way that you get your medical treatment. You know, the other thing we haven't talked about yet is but you still have med pay provisions relating to the car accident that can help you with co-pays and other things that you may be able to get reimbursed for. And we've always said that you need to keep that sort of close to your vest relating to that claim number so that the first responders don't take that money right away, especially when you're you know, when you're taken by ambulance. The first responders always try to get to that money because they may have contractual relationships with your health insurers where they get paid less, but they won't have that same sort of relationship on the MedPay side. And so they'll want that so that instead of getting paid maybe $500 for an ambulance ride, they get paid $2,500. And so they take half of that benefit a lot of times just for the ride to the hospital.
Right.
So those are the things early on, if you can get to us, we always recommend that you do because it ends up giving you more money in your pocket.
Right. Again, Attorney Kevin Flesh is with us. Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886. It is fleshlawfirm.com. So when you settle out, you're really settling a workers' comp case then, correct?
Yeah. So what happens is we help you through all of that process. Sometimes the workers' comp benefits can be left open for additional medical afterward, or sometimes they'll do a full and final settlement of the claim, and we'll settle those things out. I'll give you an example. I had a client five, 8 years ago that got into a really bad accident with his work vehicle. He was treating with the workers' comp, but he had a head injury, and so he was having some more problems with his head injury. But we also knew that he was hit by a commercial vehicle. And so we had a whole bunch of limits relating to the commercial vehicle hitting him. And in the grand scheme of things, he was actually better off in getting all of the treatment through his workers' comp and then leaving part of those benefits open and not settling it completely. And then we settled the personal injury case to get him more money relating to the pain and suffering side of the case. But every case is different.
Right.
I've also had situations where the issue is if you settle a case full and final with workers' compensation and you don't have some sort of agreement relating to what benefits you're actually getting in a lump sum, you have to pay them back on the back end.
That was my next question. Yeah. Do you ever have to pay workers' comp
back?
Yeah,
you do. And so they have a statutory right to be paid back through subrogation. And that's where the complication comes because sometimes if I can make the argument to the workers' compensation carrier that even with the personal injury side of the case, they're not going to be you're not going to be made whole, I may be able to get them to agree to waive their interest in getting paid back. But every case, it's really complicated in how many assets I have, how badly the person is injured, and what I can get the workers' comp carrier to agree to. Sometimes, if we do a full and final settlement with workers' comp, one of the terms of that settlement is that they don't get subrogation because if the amount isn't that much from the standpoint of the insurance company, then they agree to just waive that right, and then we go off and settle the personal injury claim. But if you have, you know, benefits of several hundred thousand dollars, it may make a substantial difference on the back end what happens. And that's why getting us involved early on and working through the whole process may be of benefit. I mean, we've got this case that a long-time referral that you gave me up in Idaho that we're still waiting for that trial to go to. I think it's going to be a trial now in the fall of 2023.
Wow.
That has the complexity with the workers' compensation, and there's all kinds of things going on there. And that's where if the person hadn't come to see us right away,
sure,
that workers' compensation benefits would have been compromised. And
right.
So we always help people through the process, and that's part of mm-hmm. what we do,
sure.
And especially in those more complicated cases.
But again, that's why if that guy would have waited 2 years, that would have been a nightmare for you.
It would have been.
And them.
Yes, completely a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still somewhat of a nightmare just because of the facts of the case, but the workers' compensation benefits would have been even more difficult to figure out and determine where we were going with it.
Right. Now, let's say, and this happens a lot, man, hit and runs. You know, I
yeah.
had one in Dallas recently when I was down there.
You did.
But let's say you're in your work vehicle, whatever. Somebody hits you. They take off. Police don't find them or whatever.
Right.
How does that complicate things?
Yeah. Then? So then your only avenue, if you have no identification of the at-fault driver in that case, your UM/UIM coverage will help you through that process.
Right.
And then you'll have collision that will cover for the damages to the personal property and the vehicle itself. But yeah, if you don't have the underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage relating to either your work policy or your personal policy, mm-hmm. you don't have anybody to make a claim against.
Sure.
And that's why those coverages are so important, because that happens quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have, you know, something in the roadway. We've talked about this in the past, where there's a delivery vehicle and they have a mattress that falls off the back of a truck.
That was my next question. Like, you know, because sometimes you see, you know, 2x4 fly off, or, you know, a bucket of tools
right.
or whatever,
yep.
you know.
And if you don't get any identifying information relating to where those items have come from, that falls under the UM/UIM portion of the claim.
Okay.
And we've handled a number of those over the years where that's exactly that. I mean, we've got some identifiers, but we don't know who it is, and we can't locate them. And, you know, the police are so understaffed right now because of all the political mm-hmm. stuff that's going on and COVID. We're finding it's taking, in some cases, Denver in particular, it's taking us up to a month to 6 weeks sometimes to get police reports, which is crazy to me. So you know what their response times are like for sort of a non, you know, wrongful death sort of case relating
sure.
to these accidents, is they're just not going to most likely come out
mm-hmm.
to take care of you. So it's going to be a counter report, and you're going to have to create your own evidence relating to those things. And so that's, again, why it's so important for people to make sure they understand what their obligations and what their rights are relating
mm-hmm.
to making sure that these accidents are reported.
Right. And always call. No matter how minor you may feel an accident is, Kevin's always said this, you know, for many years we've been doing this show, is always call the police just for that documentation, right?
Yes, completely agree. Because it's so hard if you don't have that information and don't have that third party come out. You know, one of the things is a lot of them that are dealing with these accidents are trained in accident reconstruction, at least partially. So they'll take good pictures, they'll take measurements, all of those sorts of things that'll really help you down the road. And if you don't make that call, then it's your word against the other person as to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people these days will take pictures and do some of that work.
Right.
That'll help us. But if you don't do any of it, it's amazing to me, this deposition that I was telling you about, how people now, if you don't have any sort of pictures or video of what took place, it's almost as if it doesn't happen, because our society has completely flipped itself.
Mm-hmm.
On
you would have said, you know, 20 years ago, if you had brought a video, everybody would have thought, well, good night, you set it up and filmed
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's completely made up, and you're one of those individuals
right.
who we hear about that's creating a claim. But now it's just the opposite, because people don't believe what people say and
mm-hmm.
what the perceptions of our memories. They want
right.
to see the videotape or the Apple video or the
right.
Samsung video. So
sure.
it's really interesting. And it's the same with claim reps, and it's the same with defense lawyers. They want to have that video. And if they have it, 9 times out of 10, the case is going to resolve before trial because everybody sees what's taken place.
Right. What numbers? Now, you mentioned the uninsured motorist and all
mm-hmm.
that, and uninsured, underinsured, and the med pay.
Yeah.
What numbers, if everybody wants to pull out their policies and see what they have
yeah.
now, what do you like those numbers to be?
So obviously, it all depends on what you can afford.
Right.
So my first thing is get as much as you can afford, period. Whatever you can get it for the underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage. But, you know, a lot of times what we have is we have individuals. So a third, about a third of the people don't have any insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing you got to think about. One out of three drivers that's going to hit you may not have any insurance. The other 20% probably have the minimum limits. So we've got over half of the population that's underinsured,
right.
And that's why your underinsurance is so important. So 100, 300 is generally what we like to okay. see at a minimum for people to have, because you go, let's say you get into you're rear-ended and it's a significant, your airbags deploy and you have significant injuries. You go to the emergency room by ambulance and probably a three-hour stay at the emergency room for a head injury or something else, where maybe you don't have any broken bones, but they're concerned about the fact that you lost consciousness in the actual initial impact of the personal injury case. You're looking at a $25,000 to $30,000 bill that takes care of the
sure.
minimum limits. And then if you have basic physical therapy or chiropractic care where you don't need injections and other things, that's another $10,000 in today's environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now you're already at $35,000, $40,000 in medical expenses. Now hopefully you're back to 100%. That's within a $100,000 policy.
Right.
Or $125,000. That's sort of a normal sort of situation where there's some significant injuries that resolve themselves over the course of 90 to 120 days.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even talking about broken bones, or we're mm-hmm. talking about injections or any sort of surgical intervention. And so those sorts of things, I always say to people, I mean, if you can afford $250,000 in uninsured motorist coverage, you get it, because
yeah.
that's protecting you.
Sure.
That's something that, and it's relatively,
and I'm assuming
expensive.
You've never had anyone say, gosh, I wish I hadn't bought so much insurance.
Exactly. I've never had that happen. Yeah. I mean, and that's the...
But many sad conversations. Oh. I mean, I remember one I sent you to, and,
yeah.
you know, lady was, the other driver was actually killed in that accident.
Right.
But, you know, man, and it was a relative that actually had sold her that policy, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And, but man, that's a sad conversation,
and
man.
And the person that got hit, or that hit her, died,
yeah.
had minimum limits, and then she had minimum limits. So she had a total assets of $50,000.
And significant injuries.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And that was mm-hmm. meeting with her husband and talking with them about what was taking place and what we could do. We gave them, I gave them the best
yeah,
advice
sure.
I could, and then they were able to resolve it through getting their policy limits quite quickly from the insurance company with just providing some information. But we didn't even...
Yeah.
take a fee or
right.
or sign them up, because it wasn't anything that I could really do and add value
right.
other than just give them some quick advice and a couple hours worth
right.
of time.
So pull out your policies, take a look at them. Again, you may have had your agent for many, many years and you trust what they're telling you, and maybe they have steered you right, so to speak. But check, and also that MedPay. I think we changed ours to $25,000.
Mm-hmm, you can.
Is that the most you can?
It all depends on the insurance
okay.
company. There's some yeah. insurance companies, like I've had a claim.
We had $5,000,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't even know we could get $25,000
yeah.
until we do these shows.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And I know there are some companies out there that will go up to $100,000 in MedPay. So you just have to check to see what the price is and whether
yeah.
it makes sense. And especially for those folks that have high deductibles relating to their health insurance or no health insurance
mm-hmm.
at all, or Medicare or Medicaid, it's really helpful to have those high limits for MedPay, because you can use that to get some coverages that you wouldn't have under your health insurance. Chiropractic treatment normally isn't covered under your health insurance.
Right.
You get maybe six visits a year or something like that. Physical therapy, same thing. Those and some other specialists, may have a real high copay. So those are all things you got to consider when working through all of the insurances that you need to drive down the road and make sure you're safe,
right.
And that you're going to be taken care of if somebody hits you.
Yep. 303-806-8886. It's always a free consultation at Flesh and Beck Law. And, our weather changes very quickly here. And so whether we're coming out of winter or whatever, I've noticed some motorcycles
yep.
a little bit more. And we're not used to looking for them,
right.
when you come out of winter and things like that. But just going to talk about the motorcycle accidents a little bit, because usually those are significant.
They are.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And but same basic rules, so to speak, or guidelines that you give out for an auto accident with a motorcycle?
Yeah,
as well?
Even more so. The one thing that I see with motorcycle accidents relating to insurance in particular, as normally motorcycles aren't covered under your other vehicles' underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage, and they're normally not covered for stacking provisions for those types of policies. Okay. So you want to have your own UM/UIM coverage for your motorcycle policy. And that, I always recommend, as high as you can get, because those accidents are almost always, I mean, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Most people are wearing the safety gear that they need to wear. You know, Colorado, the only thing you really need to wear on a motorcycle is sunglasses.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to wear a helmet, you don't need to wear the other things, but I always recommend people to do that. And even if you are, you still have a very high percentage of individuals that get hurt really badly when they get hit by another car, or the car in front of you slams on their brakes and you can't stop fast enough and you're ejected from your bike. So I always recommend people to, again, every year have a conversation with their insurance agent about the motorcycle or the UTV or the snowmobile or all of those sorts of things, what those coverages will give you in the event that someone else hits you. And how there's obviously the bodily injury portion. That's where you're at fault for the accident. Mm-hmm. But the other portions where you're not and you're trying to get compensation for yourself for your injuries, those are always things that people need to consider. And they're generally they're excluded from the auto policy because they're not considered an automobile because they have two wheels.
So if you're riding a motorcycle, you really need to sit down with an agent and go through
absolutely
where you understand.
Yes.
You may think, hey, I'm just running up to the store, just run a few miles, and you really don't have any insurance on it, whatever, man, don't do that.
No, especially coming out of people not being experienced driving, that they've just been sitting at home for the last couple of years. The motorcycles are a new thing every year, seems like.
I'm telling you.
And we've just got to, they have every right to be there. But we want to make sure that they're taken care of if somebody gets hit by them.
Right. Real quick, we see a lot of bicycles as well. So you're on your bicycle, let's say somebody hits you. Does auto insurances kick in when you're on a bike?
Yep. So what happens is when you have any sort of accident involving a car, so where the at-fault party is driving a car, your auto policy, even if you're a pedestrian or you're on a bicycle, your underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage will cover. As well as if you're living with a family member, they have an auto policy with underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage. I know it's crazy to think, but I've had these situations where an individual is walking downtown. They live with their aunt, their family. They get hit by another car. That car has the minimum limits. They're significantly injured because they got hit by a car while they were on a crosswalk. Their aunt's policy will cover as well. Now, the aunt will be like, why is my coverage covering you? But normally people understand that there is the family. It's in our state statute that if you have a family member that you're living with, their coverage will stack upon any other policy, and it can be really beneficial. So again, people get in this situation. These are the sorts of conversations that we have about how we can help them.
Yeah. Once again, if you get in an accident, no matter how minor you may feel it is, call the police. Call Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. It is Flesh and Beck Law. FleshLawFirm.com. That's FLESCH LawFirm.com. Kevin, as always, great information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us for Legal Talk. For Kevin Flesh, my name is Scott Watley. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Call now for a free consultation with Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Or visit FleshLawFirm.com. That's FLESCH, FleshLawFirm.com. A proven team dedicated to your legal needs.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You've heard me for the last 8 years on KLZ, and today, my senior reverse mortgage manager of over 16 years, David Olson, has important information on reverse mortgages.
Thank you, Kurt. I specialize in reverse mortgages, and as a senior of 75 years and owning a reverse mortgage, we face many precarious financial events. Today, we are facing a 40-year high inflation rate. The words inflation and fixed income are not compatible. How do we protect our financial stability in these difficult times? By having access to an increasing home equity line of credit, where your unused portions grow in value. An income stream for life, just like Social Security. Affordable interest mortgage. Just call 720-895-0500. Join me for a free, no-obligation conversation, your table or mine, and learn how a reverse mortgage can help you. That's 720-895-0500. David Olson. Relieve some of your financial stress in these trying times. That's 720-895-0500.
NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Zip around the neighborhood, commute to work, or ride the trails on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are electric bikes that are fun and easy to ride. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. At eBike of Colorado, we have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Just try it. Take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
You're listening to 560 KLZ, your home station.
This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by haystackhelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with haystackhelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's that day we call Your Money Matters each week, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers in the studio with us today. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
With all the people buying in to own the Broncos,
you think
they're spending all that money because we're not going to have a good season?
Boy, I hope we do, man.
Can you imagine if we do a, you know, what is it? The season's 9-9 now. And we don't make the playoffs.
Yep. And, you know, it takes one injury to Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And we're back to square one, man. So, wow.
I'm glad we have a caliber quarterback like him.
Oh, me too. No, I think it's going to be exciting. And, you know, hopefully a new stadium down the line and a lot of talk about that. And so whether they do it downtown. Personally, I'd like to see it out toward the airport where they've got a lot of space and
I don't
build all
with that.
The retail area they have, great parking, and make it easy. But, you know, I don't know where they'd put it downtown.
No.
Absolutely. Well, once again, our show is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, our exclusive mortgage folks, as long as we have been alive with Haystack. So, and Kurt Rogers and his crew is with us. And we'll start off with Kurt here. So, Kurt, let's talk about rates a little bit. And with the increase in rates, are we seeing demand for purchases slow down at all, or do you think we will?
We are seeing the demand at this point for folks that are purchasing because with the rates going up, it's making some people harder. And then what the first thing we've seen is prices start to stabilize. Instead of getting 40, 50, 60,000 over asking price, now they're getting asking price. Mm-hmm. And in some, depending on the condition of the house, they're not going to even get that. They're going to have to negotiate down. But I've said this before about 6-8 months ago. I said there's a group of people that want to buy a home that can't because they don't have that extra cash to handle the appraisal gap that was out there. Well, they're now starting to come back into the market, especially with new programs out. There are programs to where you can get down payment assistance to where you only have to bring $1,000 or $1,500. Before, those folks couldn't even make an offer.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's other programs out there called 2-1 buy-downs where you can buy the home, but the payment at the beginning is 2 percentage points lower than what the normal payment. For example, if your rate's 5, for the first year, you're paying at a rate of 3%. Then the second year, you're paying at a rate of 4%. And then year 28 and on, you're paying at that 5%. It allows you to start out lower to be able to buy the home. But you don't have to come up with a lot of money for the down. So we're starting to see that start to happen in the marketplace, which is going to keep the demand pretty high, but it's going to level. I think within about the next 6 months, we're going to have maybe 2,000, 3,000 homes on the market, which is more closer to normal.
Right. Man, the building around is everywhere. There's construction going on everywhere with apartments and all kinds of things.
A lot of people worried about recession. I've addressed that on my LinkedIn page, my Facebook page. As long as unemployment is down in that mid to low threes, we're not going to deal with the recession. That's not. They're going to deal with the inflation, mm-hmm. but I don't see a recession coming because there's too many people working. There's too many things they want to do.
Right.
The market's going to stay strong. Rates are going to go up. You got to be a little more careful with what you do, but you're going to be fine.
Right. Well, Kurt and his team are ready to help you, 720-895-0500. And part of that team is with us today. One of your all-stars.
One of my all-stars. David Olson is my senior reverse manager, and that's just not because he's old.
I was going to say, does that mean he's been with you the longest or because of age?
He's been with me for about 19 years, and all he does is reverses. And there's some things about reverse mortgages that he thinks are being not – presented to the clients mm-hmm. correctly, so I've decided to have him on the show, and he's going to talk about that now. Thanks for coming, Dave.
You bet.
Yeah, Dave, good to have you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
You know, back, I can think of 15 years ago or so, it seemed like probably 10 years ago, where a lot of financial planners seemed to just poo-poo this idea, but many of them I found really didn't understand it. Did you find that to be true?
Because they didn't take the time to.
Yeah.
They're just like a lot of the consumers out there. They've heard things years ago, and they never let it go. It stayed in their mind. And financial planners went that way also. Now they understand a little more after they took time to learn.
Yeah, and I'm hearing a lot more recommending it. Hey, absolutely. At least check it out.
Correct.
Yeah.
And well, they like to run that show, though.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. For sure. What are some of, and we'll get into qualifying and all the different things, but what are just maybe top two or three things that you say you have to correct people almost every time you meet them because they say, I thought this happened with a reverse mortgage, and you're like, no, that's not true.
Well, there's still people that think they don't own the house if they do a reverse mortgage. And I wonder what they think they're doing when they do a regular mortgage sometimes. Yeah. But I still have to talk about that for one thing. But actually, Scott, we're getting to the point where people are learning.
Okay.
And all those misconceptions I used to spend 30 minutes talking about, get that out of your mind,
Sure.
But it doesn't happen much that way anymore. But there's still some fear out there with some of the folks.
Mm-hmm. Again, David Olson is with us, once again, with Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500 is the number. All right, ma'am, we look at what our economy situation is, inflation, and a lot of paychecks have not grown to help us with that. So what you talk about something that may be ideal for people. We got all these high prices and paychecks the same. Something's got to give.
That's right. We've got 8.6 inflation rate, and I understand tomorrow's report's going to say 8.8. Social Security increase last year for 2022 was 5.9%, but then they raised the cost of Medicare. So all that hits on the seniors who have a fixed rate or fixed income for the most part. And some I run into, there's one person in the household and got Social Security only. And the average Social Security check is $1,600 or a little over. That's a tough road to go.
Sure.
But I think, and another thing people don't understand about that is if there's two people drawing Social Security, if one of them pass away, there's only one Social Security left. Things can be done with the reverse mortgage to fix that, even if they have a current mortgage. And there's something we don't talk about enough when we talk reverse mortgages, and I'm probably just as bad about it. When we talk reverse mortgages with people, the first thing we go to is lump sum. How much are you going to have up front? Boom. And then we just kind of brush over the other two options, which is line of credit and income for life. And probably there's a lot of people that could use that more effectively than just taking that lump sum.
Because, I mean, y'all look at your bank account and the balance, and it gets kind of scary. And some people are like, hey, I don't really need anything now, but I just want to look over there and have that comfort level that it's there if I need it.
That's right. That's where the line of credit's at.
Mm-hmm.
The income for life or a set period of time is something we very rarely get into. And people, if you tell them about it, they kind of, I don't want. But I think in this, when you've got one fixed income in the family and you've got the ability to do a reverse mortgage and get quite a bit of money out of it and making yourself a payment for life, it's like two Social Security checks.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be so worried about what's going to happen next.
Sure.
We got to talk more about those options, that's all.
Right, absolutely. And there is no police monitor standing there to tell you what to do with the money, right?
No. One of the things that we have to talk about all the time, and they even have to sign a document, is are you planning to purchase an annuity with funds from the reverse mortgage? And the answer should be no. And the reason for that is you can do the payments for life.
Okay.
And that's all an annuity is. You give an insurance company a lump sum of money, and they promise to pay you payments for your life for a set time. Same thing. But you have to pay a fee to that financial planner,
right,
or somebody.
Sure.
And so why do you do that when you can do it right in the reverse mortgage? And that's mm-hmm. why they talk about that.
Right. And you look at the cost of just prescriptions nowadays, and the older we get, most of us are increasing in that area a little bit. It does not take long. You say the average benefit's $1,600. It don't take long to spend $1,600 on medications.
Well, I'm 75 years old, Scott, and I have some meds. And I got a couple of them that are over $100 a month.
Wow.
My wife adds it all up at the end of the year, and we had $6,000 last year in just meds.
Man.
Now, what? I don't know. But, you know, not everybody has that expensive a med. I got a couple of them that are almost zero now.
Right.
Because they've been around so long. But you're right. I mean, how the heck do you go to the counter and see $132?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Again, David Olson is our guest with Affordable Interest Mortgage. And you know what? Hey, maybe you've been thinking about this, didn't know who to go to, didn't know who you could trust to sit down. And this is one thing, too, David, we'll bring up now, that this is no secret meeting at a secret location. I mean, you'll go to their house, they can come to your house, they can have whoever sitting there as an audience, whether it be a family member, attorney, financial planner, whatever. I mean, this is an open book transaction, so to speak.
I like to say your table or mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you. And we sit down and we talk for about an hour, and we leave you information, and we go away. And we contact and say, how are you feeling about it? Any follow-up questions? And I've never, never tried to tell somebody you need to act today.
Yeah.
However, in this market, I'm a little afraid to not say you need to place maybe a little more sense of urgency mm-hmm. on your thought process. And here's why. Because one of the things you don't understand about how a reverse mortgage is calculated, how much money is available, it's based on the age of the youngest borrower, the value of the property, and right now the biggie, interest rate.
Okay.
So if the interest rate's going up, it lowers the amount of money available to the borrower.
Also, if the value of the home is stabilized and not going up at the 8 to 10, it's going maybe only at 3 or 4.
Correct.
It limits the access you have to your cash.
Absolutely. You know, we've had a beautiful run here with low rates,
yep.
high values. But we all know, you've already talked about that. It's changing, and all we can do is hope, really, that the values stabilize and not do anything else, I mm-hmm. guess. But you know more about that than I yes. do. I don't chase that.
Right. I do.
Yeah, I know.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's kind of talk about the process. There's some counseling involved, because the yep. big thing is you want to make sure people understand what everything about this. And not only will you get that great explanation and truth from David, but there's also a counseling class that comes with it. So when we come back, we'll talk about that.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side.
He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesch understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number. Kurt Rogers in studio with us. His specialist for reverse mortgages, David Olson, is also in studio with us. So, David, let's talk about the process a little bit and kind of the steps that it takes to get it.
First step is you call me. And then we set up a time to meet.
Right.
Sometimes folks want to talk on the phone, and that's okay for a little bit. But really, it's too important, financial transaction. I like to sit down with them, like I say, and all the time, your table or mine, and talk, lay it out. I have no sales track.
Mm-hmm.
We just start talking reverse mortgage. Try to cover everything that needs to be covered. Then if they make the decision that they're going to go ahead with a reverse mortgage, the next step is counseling with an FHA-approved counselor. That's about an hour session, too, although they can get it done quicker if they demonstrate how much knowledge they have.
Right. Okay.
And then after that, we do the application, actually, and then order the appraisal, and we're off and running.
Okay. So would you say it takes about the same kind of time period for this as it does getting a regular mortgage?
I always say 30 to 45 days just to be safe.
Sure. Okay. All right. Now, in that counseling class, really all it's doing is kind of verifying that they understood the information you gave them. So this isn't anything like you
Absolutely.
Got a test after or
no.
anything.
Okay. No, they're verifying what they know.
Right.
They're also actually go over a budget. So I give them a layout where they can fill in numbers ahead of time so they don't have to try and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
When they get asked the question, they also are, the counselor is supposed to find out if they have been told things that aren't true.
Right.
So that's basically all it is, and sometimes you say, what do you mean I got to go to a counselor? Well, it's okay. We're
sure.
good.
Yeah.
It's just to make sure you understand and haven't been told things that are not right.
Okay.
Just to make sure they're not been misled by someone.
Correct.
Right. Or misunderstood.
It's a protection.
I mean,
misunderstood is possible, and you know, if I don't have a track, sometimes I can forget something, and I'm driving away, and I say, I got a call.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, let's go back to the line of credit thing just a little bit, because, and maybe give us some percentages or whatever of how much equity they can get, and then, or how does that work?
Well, that, again, changes with
okay.
the interest rate. But right now, a 72-year-old would get almost 50% of their appraised value. There was a time years ago, and I hate to say it, but it was a lot more than that available. But FHA can change that formula
sure.
a little bit. But right now, 72-year-olds just about 50% of the appraised value. I like to talk about that line of credit because even if they don't need to do anything right now to protect themselves, if things keep going, rates keep going and whatever, they can set it in a line of credit. And that line of credit is not part of the loan balance until they use it, a piece of it. Mm-hmm. And it also sits there and grows. Unlike a home equity line of credit in the forward world, you get a home equity line of credit in the forward world and it's a set amount of money. They may say you're going to get $50,000 and you're going to have a payment if you use it.
Right.
In a reverse mortgage, you never have a principal and interest payment, and you have the line of credit sitting there, and you draw $10,000. Now it becomes part of the loan. Moves from the line of credit to the loan balance. But other than that, it's just equity in your house sitting there available to you mm-hmm. at any time you want it.
So on that line of credit, as if you don't touch it, let's say it's the same $50,000, it will increase.
Correct? It'll increase.
And it increases at pretty much the average rate of?
It'll increase at a half a point more than what you're paying.
So you're making 0.5% on money that's just
sitting there. 0.5% more than what you're paying. If you're paying 5% on your loan balance,
right.
you're going to earn 5.5 on the line of credit.
So it's actually like a savings account.
Yeah.
And it can keep growing, and when you need it, you take it out, but the balance will continue to grow. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't understand that.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, we don't hit hard enough on the line of credit or the income part. I mean, they know it. You tell them.
Yeah.
But we don't – I never tell them what to do, but we should maybe talk a little further on those too.
Mm-hmm. Explain how the income for life works.
Well, you can take that lump sum of money and turn it into an income stream for life, no matter how long you live. The amount of money that – you get on your reverse mortgage. Remember I said age is one factor.
Right.
If they say a 72-year-old is going to live till 82 or 85 and you live to 95, you still have that income stream, the same thing. It never changes until you pass away.
Hmm.
Okay. So you're going to get, even if it's, let's say your lump sum might be $50,000, and you build it up on an income for life figuring 82, you go to 95, they're paying out a whole lot more.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
No matter what the value.
No matter what.
The value of the home doesn't change. The
value of the home doesn't have an effect.
As long as you're living in it.
Correct.
And also, so let's say, you know, somebody does this, use your term, 50 grand, they get that. And then, you know, they pass away or whatever, the kids want the house, whatever. They can pay that off, right, and still have
they
the
can
house.
Pay the house off if someone in the family wants it.
Sure.
It's just like paying off a forward
yeah.
mortgage.
Yeah.
There's no prepayment penalties for anything, and it's just get a payoff, and that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, through the years, of course, we've had you on before, but through the years, you know, we've talked to people that have done this, and they're like, man, I wish we'd have done it several years ago. You know,
exactly.
we hear that more
sure.
than anything else. And, again, it just gave them peace of mind about things. And right now, boy, there's not too much we can bank on tomorrow in anything, but finances especially.
With the way things are in the economy now and all the problems, gas prices, grocery prices, everything else, people go to bed with stress.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do a reverse mortgage and by the time they're done with that closing table, you can almost see that stress just leave their face.
Yeah.
Calmness happens.
Well, at $1,657 a month, if that's all you got, even if you don't owe anything on your house, that's barely enough to get by.
Yeah.
To be able to access money as things happen.
Correct.
Yeah.
How would you like to try that? I'm amazed at what some of these seniors can do with $1,600 a month.
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
Well, you learn as you get older, don't you, Dave?
Hey, everything Dave gets now comes with a lifetime warranty. Now, so, yeah, it's not all the, not all on the downside. Yeah. Well, once again, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. And as we've said many times on this show, since we started Haystack Help in 2009, the only mortgage person we have had is Affordable Interest Mortgage, and that's because we know them, we trust them. I can tell you over the years, ourselves, my wife and I, we refinanced with Kurt. Hey, it better be square, but at Kurt's,
yes,
helped out a ton of people there. And Kurt, the big compliment we get is that you guys really, really work to find the person, the right deal. And you know what? If it's not the right deal,
well,
I've heard
them.
You tell people it's not the right deal. And Dave, you're the first one to tell people this ain't for everybody.
No, it isn't.
But it's going to work for you.
But it can be for a lot of people. So here's the way I say it. It costs nothing
to listen,
to call you.
That's right.
And at least hear what the options are, and then you decide.
Correct.
Pretty simple.
And whether you're in Colorado or Arizona or Wyoming, we're licensed in those states. So if you're in any of those states, we can help you out with a reverse mortgage. So it's not just for Colorado.
Okay. Good deal. Now, can you take, last couple of minutes here, but can you take some of that if somebody wants to buy another place, investment property or something like that? Are there any stipulations at all on what you can do with that?
They get their money out of the house, and they can go do whatever they want with it.
Okay.
They Cabela's, can buy another house.
Cabela's, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. They can buy another house. If you know, it takes a lot of money, but they can get a pretty good down payment.
Right. Absolutely.
And get some cash flow coming from the other house.
Right.
Positive cash flow.
Absolutely, if that's what they want to do.
Yeah. Or they can take a trip.
See, the understanding has got to be that this is your money.
Yeah.
You're just, a bank is just facilitating getting you your equity. Mm-hmm. You put it in there. Now you're going to take your own equity out. It's no different than a regular mortgage.
That's right.
That's all they're doing is borrowing their own equity again.
When most people refinance, they're pulling the money out that they've already paid in,
correct,
to get back to pay off debts or what.
Except they have to make payment with yours.
Yeah.
No payment with mine.
Yeah. And at 1657, no payment's a nice thing.
That's right.
And are we looking, I should have probably asked this sooner, but we can touch on it next time we visit with David. But are we looking kind of about the same as far as fees and stuff from a regular mortgage to a reverse mortgage? I mean, is it about roughly
fees
the same?
On a reverse mortgage can be higher in one reason. As FHA gives a couple guarantees on these mortgages.
Okay.
And it's protection for the buyer and the heirs. And so they get a fee up front. So that's kind of different than.
Right. All right. Some of my loans don't have that fee.
Right.
Right. So that's what makes a reverse mortgage a little higher fee-wise. Right.
But absolutely free consultation. Sit down with David, as he says, his table or yours. All right.
That's right.
And do you have like chocolate chip cookies on that table or anything like that, Dave?
Of course.
Okay. He doesn't like chocolate chip.
We can do that.
All right. But you can give David a call, 720-895-0500. And again, he'll sit down with you, look at your own personal situation, figure out, hey, is this the right deal for you or not? Very simple to find that out. And they will take great care of you, and we 1,000% endorse. That's a big term on radio. So we endorse David and Kurt, of course, and have been with them for years. So I promise you can trust them. 720-895-0500. So, David, we'll look forward to our visit next time.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, sir. Kurt, thank you, sir. But most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Helper Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.